Skagway Recreation Center sets phasers to fun, and Sergeant Preston's Hotel will become housing. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Skagway Recreation Center recently purchased a laser tag set. The center hopes to implement it into after-school programs and offer laser tag for events and parties. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Rec Center Director Catherine Nelson to learn more about this futuristic sport.
When you picture a rec center, the first things that come to mind are probably some kids shooting hoops, people running on treadmills and lifting weights, maybe a group of yogis stretching on some mats. But what about a game of laser tag? That is a new activity that the Skagway Recreation Center is trying to implement in 2019.
I like to think that our rec center is a lot different than other community centers.
That's Skagway Recreation Center Director Catherine Nelson.
We're not just a rec center. We go outside the box here.
She says the idea to implement a laser tag program came up when the Recreation Center Board was brainstorming new activities that the center could provide during the winter months.
Everybody got excited, and so we had great visions for that, and I started looking at commercial equipment.
Nelson bought several sets of laser tag guns to start implementing into the center's after-school program. They arrived at the end of November. The guns have different game and team settings programmed into them. They keep track of the score over the course of the game. Although the rec center has the equipment, they are still working out the details before the games begin.
Right now, we're basically in the process, of looking at equipment that can form a course that would be easily set up and broken down, and a place to store it.
But in the not-so-distant future, she hopes to offer laser tag at the rec center for parties and events. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Sergeant Preston's Lodge is a 40-room motel in Skagway that's been serving the community for decades. This year, its owners are making a change. They're selling to a local businessman who plans to turn the property into housing. Chris Valentine and his wife Terry own and operate Sergeant Preston's Lodge. It's named for the crime-fighting Canadian Mountie character from a 1930s radio drama.
The Challenge of the Yukon!
The Valentines have been in business for 15 years.
We're on the north side of 55, you know, and it's time for us to actually have some free time. I mean, this is a dairy farm, right? And so it's nonstop work.
This year, they're selling the motel to Skagway Brewing Company founder Mike Healy.
We've taken it as far as we can take it. Mike's going to take it the next level.
Blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston. Gold. Gold discovered in the Yukon.
The name is a nod to the past, but Valentine sees Sergeant Preston's persisting into the future. Healy's not going to operate as a lodge, though. He needs the 40-room operation to house his employees.
I kind of had no choice and said, okay, yep, we'll do it.
Healy's businesses are growing. He's opening 3 restaurants this year, and he's got to add about 60 employees to his workforce, doubling it.
I mean, we've exhausted every resource. When you look around Skagway, lots are sparse. There's not a lot. We put ads out in the newspaper. We hung up flyers. We put advertising on social media. Hey, you know, please call us. We'd love to rent your property, your house, your anything. And we came up with almost nothing.
Skagway is a municipality of less than 1,000 residents. But during the summer months, the population more than doubles. Last year, there were over 1 million visitors. Seasonal workers are crucial to supporting this economy. The challenge for employers is making sure they have a place to live. In the last decade, Healy's already built nearly 60 bedrooms in Skagway. This time, when he looked for lots, he came up empty-handed. He says he houses almost all of his employees, and he's not the only one to do this.
Most of them do. My phone rings year-round with, hey, got any extra housing? I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that I get 75 calls a year of people looking for housing.
The housing shortage isn't a new issue. The community has struggled to keep up since cruise ship tourism took off in the 90s, and a campsite popular with summer workers closed recently. But converting a significant number of Skagway's hotel stock into employee housing solves one problem and creates another. Sergeant Preston's is a significant percentage of the municipality's overnight lodging. Losing those hotel rooms means a pinch for incoming tourists looking for a place to stay. Healy says transitioning from hotel to housing is only a stopgap solution.
This is not our ideal housing. it just isn't. From a number of factors, it just doesn't make sense. So we are still looking for lots.
Healy's keeping all the hotel infrastructure. So when he gets his ideal employee housing, Skagway will get its hotel beds back. And he pledged to open the lodge for wintertime events like the Buckwheat International Ski Classic.
Skagway's going through growing pains right now.
Caitlin Jared is executive director of the nonprofit Skagway Development Corporation. She says compromises like this are what keeps Skagway growing.
Housing in Skagway is funny because it's pretty much short all the time. We are one of the only cities, communities that has actually been growing with the state economic downturn. Most communities in Alaska are shrinking.
Jared says the demands of an enormous tourist influx creates some tension in the community and a logistical headache for the municipality. She says that when ships started coming in, companies bought up single-family homes to turn into employee housing. That creates another housing problem for locals, especially young families trying to get established. It's expensive to build here, and real estate is limited. But people are doing it anyway. With her baby in one arm, Jared points out construction just across the street from her office.
You know, it's just transition time. The tourism is what pays our bills, and so we, you know, we want to be diversified and we want to be open to everything, but you have to be able to turn the lights on and run the city.
The Development Corporation and city officials are working on solutions to ease the housing crisis. Higher density zoning is on the table, and so is a plan to move the RV park across the bridge to open up some lots in the town site. In the meantime, employers like Healy scramble to house their employees. Jared says that somehow it works out every year. Back at the lodge, Valentine is also optimistic.
I guarantee you in 4 years, this is going to be a win for the town. The negative is we've met wonderful, wonderful people over the years, you know, and became really good friends with a lot of them. And that is the sad part.
He untangles a string of holiday lights from a shrub. The lights, he says, are a tradition that will continue.
This whole place is lit up. You can see from space, right? You know, and I'm taking them down. You didn't get to see them, but that will keep on.
Space may be an exaggeration, but it sure lights up the town. In Skagway, I'm Claire Strempel for KHNS. That's the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to these news stories and more online or find the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.